USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri lawmakers have passed a ban on abortions after 8 weeks. The governor, Mike Parson, says he does support it and he will sign it. And now there's calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new abortion law. USA's Chris Barnes has more on that.
The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
Because it's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law.
This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In the same week San Francisco voted to ban police use of facial recognition, a new report is now out on the NYPD's questionable use of the technology. The department used the photo of Woody Harrelson in its facial recognition program. They were attempting to ID a beer thief who actually looked like the actor. Georgetown University Center of Privacy and Technology highlighted the April 2017 incident in a report on what it says are flawed practices in law enforcement's use of facial recognition. According to the report, security footage of the thief was just too pixelated and produced no matches, while high-quality images of Harrelson returned several possible matches and did lead to an arrest. The report says facial recognition has helped the NYPD crack about 2,900 cases in more than 5 years of using the technology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump addressed the National Association of Realtors who were meeting in Washington, D.C. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Sadly, when you look at what's going on with Washington, you see a lot of positives, but you also see people that are fighting very hard. They have 25 people now running for the office of president, and some of these people are stone-cold crazy.
Trump began his speech by announcing the U.S. would be lifting steel and aluminum tariffs, and he expressed hope that Congress will approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Trump also criticized the press for reporting on the recent escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, saying there was no conflict in the administration over whether to go to war with Iran. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a new cell phone law that has some people hot under the collar. Some lawmakers are working on a distracted walking law. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Lawmakers in New York are considering banning texting while walking. Legislation has been introduced in the state Senate there that aims to penalize people who are typing on their phones while crossing a street. The measure meant to cut down on incidents where pedestrians are struck by vehicles. Fines would range from $50 to $150. Some smaller cities in California have already passed similar laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.